There are few details so far about the new group calling itself Longmont Taxpayers for Common Sense, other than that it's expected to have the influential backing of the oil and gas industry. The group is, in fact, so new its members are still organizing and an official spokesperson hasn't been named. Longmont City Councilwoman Bonnie Finley has been an outspoken critic, though, against efforts to limit or ban fracking in her city.
Once they meet, I'll probably go to the meeting and we'll go from there. I'm not in any way the head of this group. I'm just a person who's supporting it.
Because, says Finley, Colorado law is clear. A local government, she says, has little authority to regulate most aspects of oil and gas drilling. Finley is speaking as a private citizen, not on behalf of the council, but she predicts that if the ballot measure passes, the city would be handed another lawsuit. The state is already suing Longmont over its own new law limiting fracking from residential neighborhoods, which Finley voted against.
People are scaring our citizens into thinking that there's air and water pollution, and there's not. We shouldn't drive public policy by fear-mongering?
Well, I think it's kind of humorous to peg fear-mongering on ordinary citizens.
Michael Belmont is a local insurance agent and a member of the group Our Health, Our Future, Our Longmont, which successfully got the fracking ban on the November ballot.
Look at it this way. They claim that this is against the law. Well, all laws aren't good.
Belmont says his group fully expects to be outspent in the race.
We certainly don't have the machine and the money behind what we're doing is just protecting the health of the community.
Just how much either side will spend won't be known until early October when the groups must report their contributions to the city clerk. But it is clear that economics and not just environmental issues will play heavily in this campaign. Bonnie Finley is quick to point out that the oil and gas industry is an integral part of northeastern Colorado's economy.
They pay billions of dollars in taxes and employ thousands of people in our state. And to shower them with unfair treatment sends a bad message to other employers in the area that perhaps we're not as business friendly as we should be in Longmont.
The local ballot measure is the first of its kind in Colorado, and depending on the outcome, it could mark a new front line in the battle over fracking. The election is November 6th. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.